This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, January 30th, 2021. We're in hour two of the broadcast and just been running down some of the insanity of the week. I mean, can you imagine you just go out shopping and the mask police roll up and give you $1,000 fine for not wearing a mask. Apparently that's what's going on in Canada. Taking phone calls all this hour, 1-800-313-9443. If you want to join in, if you can, call in on 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And support RBN. You know, if you enjoy this broadcast, donate to RBN. It takes a lot of money to run a network like that. Ken, Mike, the staff at RBN, John, what a variety of hosts and what a variety of information goes through this network. And as I was mentioning earlier, we're seeing quite the crackdown every which way they can. Every which way but loose, on any kind of dissent or information. I mean, all the way to the point, I forget who it was, but one of the congressmen were saying that your freedom of speech, your First Amendment right, did not extend to discussing the election being stolen, saying that the election being stolen was not covered by freedom of speech. You know, I've mentioned it on this broadcast several times. It's went to the Supreme Court a couple of times that even hate speech, that someone deems hate speech, is protected speech. Now, that may not be the case any longer, apparently, but, you know, the old adage that I don't like what you're saying, but, you know, I would fight to the death for you to say it, appears to be completely out the window these days. Because the allowance of big tech giants to totally censor speech because they're a privately owned company. Well, there's a lot of hypocrisy there, but the ability to eliminate your First Amendment when, you know, even if you're running for office, people don't go around and give speeches and ride on the back of trains and stuff like they used to. They use social media. And if you're crippled in your ability to even discuss certain topics because you're going to be censored, then your ability to even run for office and many other things is crippled. But that is the world in which we live. Breitbart News was told that Costco customers were advised by company staff that police officers were patrolling the store to enforce mask wearing and distancing mandates among the patrons. Remember last week I was telling you that in France they'd come out with like a collar that would beep if you were within 6 feet of another worker that had on the collar. I mean, I doubt that's going to go anywhere, but who knows? Who knows? 9 people were fined by Ottawa bylaws officers for not wearing masks as part of Ontario's big box store blitz this past weekend. 2 warnings were issued to businesses with insufficient hand sanitizers at entrances. I mean, it is just... Well, under Biden and then Kamala, I mean, who knows what we'll see next. Banks closing former President Trump's accounts, refusing to do business with him. We're on that daily story. I'm telling you, I see in the future they are going to try to take this to where if you won't take the vaccination and you won't submit and comply, You're not going to be able to go in banks. You're not going to be able to go in Walmart. They're going to, if they can keep this momentum up and keep the people complying with this insanity, they will take it as far as they possibly can go. That is my opinion. 1-800-313-9443 or 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Tom, how you doing today?
Yes, sir. I'd like to report this to you and all your audience. Here in South Florida, Karen, they're talking about all these illegals are coming here to South Florida. That there's like 12 of them. Some areas in the South Miami area, you got 12 of these illegals living in one house and one 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, Karen. Now, is that the model for the rest of the country? 12? And most of them are males living in these houses, Karen. So look what's going on in California. You got almost 9 million illegals. What kind of housing do they have out there? Because I know it's a lot of white and mostly white and Afro Americans are living on the street, like out of Anaheim. They're living on the streets in tents. Where are the illegals living at, Aaron?
I would guess in Florida, Tom, that they probably can get some sort of subsidized housing from the government while the American population, veterans and the rest, are homeless in the street. Because California's got a massive, especially like Los Angeles, a massive homeless problem. But, yeah, that's a good question. But that would be my guess.
Well, you know, Farron, listen, in South Florida here, there's not enough housing for the person who wants to buy a house. The people who can afford a house, there's not enough housing to buy houses. There's not enough houses built because, I mean, they're trying to build these apartments all over and all that, but you got to pay for them, or unless Section 8 housing is helping the illegal immigrants are just getting total all-out free stuff because, and also let's look at the real point about what are these people doing for work? I mean, how many people do you need in the lawn service? How many people do you actually need? We have an agriculture here in South Florida, but it's very minimal compared to, you don't need that many people. Mainly machines are doing most of the work as far as, plowing. I mean, what this is all about is the dirty demon rats stealing these elections by bringing in flooding our country with the illegal immigration, and they're going to turn Texas blue in the next 4 years. They're even talking now that Beto O'Rourke might be the governor. Are you kidding me? That idiot? Beto O'Rourke?
Wow.
Look, I mean, our country
can
walk
that one,
here
Tom.
In the next couple of years. I know.
I think you're right, Tom. I think you're right, and look at this, too. There's a housing shortage here, and I'm in rural North Carolina. There's a housing shortage here. There's only like 60 houses for sale in this entire county, and, that's everything from a $50,000 to $3 million. And then the other thing, and I've said this before, too, Tom, we got a lot of problems, but being underpopulated is not one. And what happens is when you bring in this massive amounts of immigrants – illegal or legal, it doesn't matter. Then you've got the problem with the schools. They've got to expand. You got more crime. You got to expand your sheriff's department. Your property taxes go up. Then there's the housing shortage. There's so many non-benefits from this. Do you see that's why other countries don't practice this, because there's so many non-benefits? But, yeah, you're exactly right. The goal, and that's why, and you can answer this one for me, Tom, I don't think it matters who runs, Trump or whoever, in 2024, because – if Biden and Kamala get their way for the next 4 years, H.R. 1 makes voting a joke forever. So,
absolutely.
So there you are.
I agree. The communists are in charge, Farron. The communists have finally won this. I think they're getting close to putting the final nail in these commies, because people elected a guy who's got dementia almost. The guy's got a brain of a 98-year-old man, like I've been saying. Kamala Harris was in she's not even a naturalized. Her father and mother weren't even born in the United States. So there you go. Kamala Harris she don't have real loyalties to this country. Come on. She's from, what, India and Jamaica or something? What kind of, and then, look, she slept around with numerous men. Willie Brown, the mayor of San Francisco, and then she was all these other Afro-American men, and now all of a sudden she's with a Jewish guy? And now her stepdaughter is the greatest thing in the world. What a kosher conspiracy this is all turning out to be, Farron. But, getting back to immigration here. By the way, in the Herald, they reported that it costs to train one to make one of these illegal aliens learn the English language. It costs $22,000 of taxpayer money for every illegal that comes here that has to learn to speak English with textbooks and all, you know, the schooling for the 12 years. That's just to learn the language. $22,000. That's not considering all the and this bumbling Biden wants to get all these illegal aliens free college. I never got free college. And Farron, let me go to this. When your ancestors or my ancestors came to the United States through Ellis Island, whatever, they weren't given nothing except maybe a shot and say, go on the street and get a job. Nobody got a damn thing. Even these Cubans that first came here in the 1960s, Farron, they didn't get nothing. They didn't have food stamps and welfare and all that crap back then. They gave them powder milk. They gave them a loaf of bread and peanut butter and told them to go get a job. So a lot of these Cubans in South Florida, I must say, they were working 18, 20-hour days when they first came here in the 60s. Now all these illegals coming here, they're getting Section 8 housing. They all want a cotto. Give me a cotto, man. They want all this free stuff. Free, free, free. One, two, free. I'm going to stay under the coconut tree. It's unbelievable what's happening with this nonsensical government we got. And you're going to turn white. And white American women are basically, every commercial I see are with Afro-American men. I never see a white woman and a white man on a TV commercial anymore. And let me tell you, Farron, the black women are not happy about this. Like I told Michael's show, they're not happy about this. A lot of these black women, they're like, they get real bitter about a white woman taking a black man from them. You understand? But this being promoted by Zog, but you never see the Jews. The Jews don't want their women interracial and marrying. They'll kick the old man, will kick them out of the will or whatever. They sure want these white Anglo-Christian women to get married to black guys. I mean, our white women are not even having enough babies anymore. They had a thing on Russia right now, Farron. You hear about Russia yesterday?
No.
The Russian, Putin, they have a big thing on all the networks that the Russian women are not even breeding their children back. Japan is the same way. The Japanese women are not even having babies. I mean, they're not even breeding their population back, the Japanese. And the Russians are going around the same model, it looks like. And here in the United States, it's the same model. Let's not kid ourselves. Every time you turn a commercial on, if you see a blonde-haired woman, she's with a black guy, it looks like. 90% of the commercials. And once in a while, you'll see a white guy with a black woman on a TV commercial. Very seldom, but you do see it. But it's nothing like the other way around. It's what the narrative is being pushed by these Zog agents is just unbelievable, Farron. But
well, it's the transformation. It's the transformation of a society. I mean, it really is. I mean, if you just look, I don't know how old you are, Tom, but if you just look at how television has changed from the days of Andy Griffith to where we're at now, it's. I mean, TV's almost X-rated at 9 p.m. at night. It's not fit
it's
for
disgusting.
Children to watch. And of course, the music's the same way. And it's the transformation of a society. And all of the metrics that we look at. Everything's worse. Like say, for instance, sexually transmitted diseases. I was reading an article this week where, you know, that's off the chart. They don't even talk about that anymore in the mainstream media because the media promotes constant, you know, free sex, free love, no matter what happens, do drugs, drink. Everything is promoted. It's really sad for our youth. Everything is promoted for the destruction of society.
Well, totally agree with everything you say, Farron. But you know what? The Zog owns, they're 3% of the population, but they're controlling almost, 80% of the media in this country, the print media, the network media. I mean, the cable, even the cable networks. It's unbelievable. Yeah, like I've been saying for years, until ABC or CBS or NBC is bought out by some really conservative, rich billionaires, this is unrelenting. It's never going to stop. Like you say, this country is going to be the third world status. I believe, well, it's where they already in some areas. Look at California, Farron. There's your example. Joe bumbling buffoon Biden and Camilla the communist want to turn our country into California. Let's not kid ourselves. Yep. That's the whole model of the plan, to make this the whole place like California. Look at Georgia. You're bringing Chinese in from California into Georgia, flipping that state blue. Georgia? Are you serious? Georgia was one of the reddest states back 10, 15, 20 years ago. Now it's blue. It's probably going to be a blue state or purple state. And white women in Georgia are not having babies. You don't see many white women in Georgia having children. Same thing for Carolina. These white women are not even having maybe one baby per birthing female. And by the way, the Jews are telling their women, hey, have two, three babies. Come on, man. This is all about wiping out the population in a total mind wash. It's subliminal messages. I don't know what it is. It's disgraceful what has all been allowed to happen. Like I said, Farron, the asphalt's telling the gasoline what to do. It's exactly what's going on here.
Well, you know
what's going on.
And I've said this before, Tom, but, you know, Donald Trump back in 2016 still had to thread the needle to win an election. It had gotten to that point for the Republican Party. You have to win Florida. You have to win North Carolina. But now, between legalizing all the illegals and then legislating mail-in ballots, I mean, I don't know. I hear hosts talking about Tucker in 2024. I mean, all of that seems like just a pipe dream. You know, that's over with. That's a waste of time to talk about.
Well, you're right, Farron. There it is. That's it. I mean, it's basically over. It's over unless there is some kind of insurrection or something. Because right now, the white males, I don't care if they voted 99% for a conservative member of Congress or Senate or the president. If you're going to have your other half stabbing you in the back, which I don't believe happened here, I really don't. I believe this is a totally stolen election. What I don't understand is how Trump does lose this election when he gets 22% of the Afro-American vote. How? They stole the damn thing through that Dominion machine. This is a total stealing of our government election, and we have to pay a terrible consequence right now. Look at all these people being laid off from the oil industry. It's just terrible. And you got this guy, Maduro down in Venezuela throwing a big party. Yeah, we got the gringo. The gringo going down. I mean, bumbling Biden is the commander-in-chief. This guy can barely talk or walk. It's unbelievable what's happened in our country. And you know what, Farron? I think it's going to lead to an all-out terrible situation here in the very near future. I don't even think it's going to last 2 years. So I think it's going to be a situation. I don't know what's going to happen. It's not going to be too good, I can tell you.
What about... The people don't know. The RBN audience knows, and you know. But what about the people that don't even know what is coming for the Second Amendment with this legislation? That I have no reason to think this legislation won't pass because the Democrats have a majority in both houses, and Biden is pushing this insanity. So, I mean, we're going to have a gigantic step toward the evaporation of the Second Amendment. That's what that legislation is. We're going to have just like the clip I played, the endless lockdowns. We're going to have the continued destruction of the middle class and small business, all the while giving illegal aliens amnesty. That is going to drastically change the landscape in this country. Now, there's going to either be one of two things. The people are going to sit back and comply, which is what they've done my whole life, or there's going to be a gigantic pushback in this country. We are so divided, and there is a large section of society out here that is just seething mad. And when you're talking about the control of the media, look how they all, I mean everyone, other than maybe Rush Limbaugh and a few others like that, but all of the mainstream media sung off the same song sheet that there was no election fraud in the face of more people voting in Pennsylvania than was registered to vote. I mean, just endless amount of justification of massive voter fraud, and the media is saying nothing to see here.
Yeah, Farron, it's unbelievable. Everything you say is right on target. But again, Farron, look what's going on in San Francisco. They're actually taking all these presidents' names down, Jefferson, even John Murray, all these great patriots, Paul Revere High School, and they're going to put Eddie Van Halen on one of the high schools. They want to name it all after rock star, rock and rollers or soul singers. They want to take and put Eddie Van Halen on the school that was called Paul Revere School, high school.
I did not know that, yeah. Tom. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, they want to name these high schools after a rock singers or soul singers. Yeah, man, it was on the news. And I'm surprised you didn't see that. And I'm like, what? And then John Murr and Revere, Thomas Jefferson, Washington, all these schools, what are they going to need? I think what I'm thinking is going to happen after their parent, I think they're going to name after Chinese people. That's what I think.
Well, I go to Marilyn Manson High School.
exactly. There you go.
You want me to hold you over the break?
Yeah, please. Yes.
I don't know where the callers are. There's no callers. All right. Hang on, we'll be back in a moment.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back on the alternative media. Taking phone calls, the call-in number, 1-800-313-9443. Or if you can, please use 512-248-8252. We're talking to Tom in Florida. We got Sherry in Kansas and Barbara in Georgia coming up. Tom, I'm telling you that. Changing the names. I knew they were changing the names. I didn't know they were changing them to rock band names. But I guess, you know what, Tom? At this point, I'm so jaded and I've seen so much insanity, so much complete clown world, so I guess nothing can surprise me anymore. I think our callers are finally rolling in, so I'm going to give you the last word, Tom. Anything else you'd like to add? Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I think you're going to have one school named Tommy Lee and the other one Pamela Anderson. But anyway, Farron, they'll probably name them schools, but here's what I really want to get to. You know, by the way, Farron, I believe there's going to be buyer's remorse because the gas prices already here in South Florida went up 26 cents. I've been monitoring it, 26 cents in the last the day Biden took office. You can imagine that, over a quarter already, and he's not even in office a month. So it's up 26 cents. All these gas companies are raising these prices quickly. Now, I believe there's going to be buyer's remorse. But here, Farron, I talked to my brother for having a nice conversation with my brother. He told me in Ocala, Florida, there's New York tags everywhere. People in New York and Jersey are moving down, are coming down here looking, scoping up the state of Florida for property. And I think that's going to happen even like you see in Carolina. But, Farron, even bumbling buffoon Biden, I think, you know, the Delaware, wherever he comes from, you know, that's all been a disgrace up there in Delaware. I have a buddy who lives close to there, Maryland, and all that. He's telling me it's all taxes up there is crazy and all that. But, you know, Farron, I think potentially what's going to happen to this country, I believe this country is going to be balkanized so bad, like you know, a balkanized country where you're going to have different parts of the country breaking off. I believe Texas is going to break off. I believe eastern parts of the east bloc are going to have – they're going to be called blocks. The western quadrant or quadrant or you know, something's going to happen like what's going on in Yugoslavia and all that. We're going to be balkanized because the language, everything. We're going to be balkanized, in my opinion, in the future. This is what's going to happen in the United States. It's going to break up. Otherwise, well, there'll be a lot of civil war.
It may happen. You know, I've read the stories here before. It was just a while back I did the story in Tennessee where in one county they had like 48 different languages going on in the school system. I mean, just I would have guessed maybe what, 4 or 5 languages, but not numbers like that. But well, we will see. It's going to be interesting, yes. But it's going to be some very trying times coming ahead, no
you
doubt.
Got it.
Hey, thank you so much,
okay,
Tom.
Sir,
thank you so much.
Have a great day.
We've got Sherry, Barbara, and Patrick Slattery coming up. Sherry, how you doing today? Thanks for holding.
Well, hello, Farron. I want people to look at the current Time magazine where they got Biden on the cover. They got a profile where they can see his ears, and then pull up an old picture, you know, before they started using doubles for him, and look at it, look at his ears. You know, I think there really is something to that because the ears are supposed to be one really hard thing to do plastic surgery on. But,
hey, let me mention right here, someone sent me the story, and it was someone I know that does not listen to RBN or anything like this. And Jim Fetzer had done a story on that. And a couple of weeks ago, I had took a picture on my TV of Biden because his eyes looked so black. It looked like his pupils were black. And, you know, if you look at the older pictures of him, his pupils are blue. But yeah, Jim Fetzer has a story on that. But go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, and also when it's the real Biden, he's got a lot more age spots on his face. And I think there's a difference in the forehead, too, as far as from where the hairline starts. But I don't get regular network TV, so I don't see it too often. But I think the second debate, they used the stand-in. In the first debate, they used the real Biden. But, you know, isn't it interesting you said that they're saying, well, you can't question the validity of the election, the presidential election, but yet Hillary is still saying that she had the election stolen from her, but she doesn't get any, you know, they don't say anything about her.
Yeah, but she said she'd beat him once. She could beat him again when they were speculating on whether she would run. Well, the hypocrisy is just off the chart. If it fits their narrative, you've got all the free speech you want. If it doesn't, then you got to be censored and told that that's not acceptable speech and blah, blah, blah. But you're correct.
I just want to leave y'all with, and you probably know the quote better than I do, but, you know, what Solzhenitsyn said in one of his books about when they came for you in the old Soviet Union, if they thought you were a dissident, if they would have known that, you know, they weren't going to go easily. And that may be what it comes down to. You know?
Yeah,
you remember
I know
that.
Patrick will know that quote probably verbatim, but I know the quote you're talking about. When they came for this, they didn't do anything. Then they kept coming for more and more until they got everybody.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Sherry. I've got music. We're gonna come back with Barbara in Georgia, then Patrick will be next. Back in moments.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend
your life with Extendivite. All right, we are back on the Alternative Medium. Baron in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. Hard to believe January's almost over. 1-800-313-9443, or if you can, call in on 512-248-8252. I wanted to interject this just real quick. We're on that daily. Judge slaps hand of FBI lawyer for most egregious FISA abuse ever. U.S. District Judge James Bossberg issued a sentence of 12 months probation to Kevin Kleinsmith, who confessed to altering an email to make it falsely state that Trump 2016 campaign aide Carter Page did not work with the CIA. Kleinsmith admitted making a false statement, a felony offense that carries a term of 5 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000, but he was given 12 months probation. So you can do that and get 12 months probation, but if you send a meme out saying that you can text to vote, 10 years or maybe life in prison, just unbelievable. Barbara in Georgia, then we got Patrick coming up. Hey, Barbara, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Farron. You answered the question about why the communists and government have encircled D.C. with a 10-foot fence topped with razor wire. Curtailing of our gun rights is the line in the sand. Also, the communist invaders that are said to be on our northern and southern borders, along with gangs that have been imported for decades. They're not going to get our guns. Anyway, and then I had a little fun thing that I wanted to share with everybody. Last week, I saw in my email in Gateway Pundit that House Speaker David Ralston had one of the representatives, his name was David Clark, out of Duluth, escorted by the Sergeant of Arms off the floor because he would not submit to another CPC test. All that test does is empower crooked governments and continue to cause fear in the population. And then when I was talking with his secretary, I said, how about Ralston bend over for the new anal swab and wear two masks because Fauci says so? Because that's what's coming up, coming down the pipe. Anyway, the General Assembly, and this is good, has required these PCP, I've got it mixed up with the CCP, anyway, test, and told the speaker that, secretary, that Ralston is denying David Clark's constituency representation. You know, the Speaker of the House, whether it's the witch Pelosi or whether it's on the state level, have more power than the governors and the rest of the legislature. Finally, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, Sam Andrews. I listened to him on Doug Hagman's podcast, is recommending that we take the county governments back in control. It seems like an impossibility, especially here in this state, because the elected officials from the county to the governor are bought off by the Chinese. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. It's just incredible how compromised our elected officials are. In fact, that's one of the good things that Trump did, is to open our eyes up to see how these deep state snakes have slithered their way into our local, our state, and our federal governments. I mean, the people need to just throw off the chains, quit submitting, and start showing a little backbone, for God's sake. But anyway,
you know, Trump's he done several great things. One, he just annihilated the media of any credibility, and that's resonated with normies across the board. I mean, people that was a big service he did for the whole country, and several other things too. But I say practically weekly, I think one of the biggest several mistakes was the people that he chose, not firing the right people when he was inaugurated, and then the Republican Party being the weak, pathetic bunch that they were from 2016 to 2018. But hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the phone call. We're going to go to Patrick. Patrick, how are you doing today? What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Farron. Hey, great show as usual.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Well, first of all, in the last hour, you mentioned there was a politician who said that questioning the election validity was not protected under the First Amendment.
Yeah, I couldn't remember who was that.
His name is John Fetterman. He is the lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania, which is obviously one of the states where the validity of the election is being most questioned. He's launched an exploratory committee to run for U.S. Senate for the seat that is being vacated by Pat Toomey, the never Trump Republican. So I wanted to get that out. And then also regarding that quote, I believe it goes, first they came for Stormfront and the Daily Stormer, but I didn't stand up for them because I wasn't an evil white supremacist. Then they came for et cetera, et cetera. I think that's how it goes.
Yeah.
But what I really wanted to...
That's true. And you know, with that said, Patrick, isn't it interesting? They came after Alex Jones, but Alex Jones never made a comment ever that I'm aware of. I'm not all knowing, but he never made any comments about what happened to Stormfront or Andrew Anglin or, you know, some of the others that were deplatformed before him.
Right. And, you know, they were going after Andrew. I was at the time it happened. Actually, I was a writer. A contributor to the Daily Stormer, and of course I was a co-host on Stormfront, but I wasn't really the target. They were going after Andrew Anglin and Don Black, but so I was probably just collateral damage. Although I've had my credit card processor taken away a few months later, and then my YouTube channel taken down 2019. It's just been going on and on, and of course Stormfront Radio has been showed. It is we had our last show yesterday morning. Because we had our phones taken away from us. But what I actually want to talk about is I'm hearing so many people, not just in the mainstream, not just Tucker Carlson or Fox News, but even in our network, talking so much about the Chinese, that, you know, the Biden administration's a puppet of the Chinese. Listen, okay, let's look at the Biden administration. So you've got your... four out of the top five cabinet positions, Tony Blinken, Janet Yellen, the Supreme Court guy, Merrick Garland, and this Mayorkas guy, Alejandro Mayorkas. They're not Chinese. Okay, they're all Jews. All right, the director of National Intelligence is a Jew. Ron Klein, the chief of staff, is a Jew. They're not Chinese. This is not a Chinese takeover. He is not a Chinese puppet. And the one significant cabinet member who's not black. I mean, who's not Jewish is black. All right. This whole business about the Chinese. They've got their agenda. Their agenda is not what is threatening to us. What is threatening to us is we have a complete Jewish takeover of the United States. And all the talk about China is a massive distraction. It keeps us focused on the wrong stuff. If we can simply talk about Jewish power, we can overcome Jewish power. And you look at what just happened this past week in the stock market, where these people from Reddit, who, by the way, were talking about Jewish power, and they were able to mobilize against it. They talked about it. You know, you hear criticism. Oh, they were racist. Well, yeah, they were talking about Jewish power, and they mobilized against it, and took down a couple of Jewish-run hedge funds. So this is great if we can talk about it. But if we're going to be distracted about China and communism, what we're going into is not communism. It's really bad. Communism was bad, but chlamydia is bad. And it doesn't, just because something's bad doesn't make it communist. If you look at the communism that was institutionalized during the Cold War that we all grew up in, or we grew up in, the Cold War, it was all about state ownership of the means of production and planned economies. And that's not what we have here. We've got oligarchic private ownership. And this is not a planned economy. You're getting a gig economy, which is not planned. Very, very different. To call it communist over and over and over again, well, then it feeds right into that whole China thing, because China's ruling party calls itself the Communist Party of China, although China's economy actually doesn't even conform to the China's economy in a lot of ways. It's more national socialist than it is Soviet-style communists from the Cold War. I wanted to get those things out there. I think it's just a massive, massive distraction for people to be talking about China when we can see what's going on with the ownership of the media, with, you know, it's all Jewish. You can just look at industry, key industry after key industry. It's just not the Chinese. This is a massive distraction.
And, you know, and you're making some great points. Everyone from Sean Hannity to Tucker Carlson to Alex Jones and a whole lot in between promote that you know, our greatest threat is China, you know. And the other thing I wanted to ask you when I saw you were calling.
Yeah, have they ever lied to us in the past, you know?
You know, and even Alex Jones goes so far to say that China owns all of Hollywood and the media and stuff. I mean, it's just, which I don't listen to Alex Jones. I can't take, he should change the name from InfoWars to InfoCommercial. It's so much commercials. But I wanted to ask you, you know, last week I said I didn't report any on QAnon. You never heard me do any QAnon stories. I didn't believe in it from the beginning. And now there was a story last week. I don't know if you heard it, but it was saying that Bolsheviks in Russia was actually using that same kind of model like in 1919 or 1920. So I wanted to get your opinion on how much the QAnon was able to suck people in, and I think there's still a story. Someone was telling me yesterday that Donald Trump was going to be inaugurated in March, according to QAnon. So I guess it's still ongoing. But what was your opinion of all of that?
So I paid no attention to QAnon. Gradually I became aware of what it was and what they were talking about. The whole idea that there are all these secret plans, except they're not secret because you know about them, and the guy on the radio show is talking about them, or the guy on the podcast is talking about them, but otherwise they're secret, they're totally secret, and they're going to happen. That's kind of absurd when you really think about it. So, excuse me a second. Come on, let's go. All right, so but you look at what their narratives are now, their new narratives, they're shifting to China. They're shifting to this whole China stuff. And some of these big people like, Lin Wood, Flynn, they're, when have you ever heard any of them talk about Jewish power? Has the QAnon people, have they ever talked about Jewish power? You know, so I don't know. It just all seems very absurd to me. And, let's see. Also, the thing about the Soviet Union, did they have they may have had this type of psyop against their own people in the 20s. I never heard about it. I studied that period of Soviet history. Maybe it happened. Maybe it happened. And maybe that's not even true, or maybe it wasn't significant. I really don't know. So that's where, and then the last thing about March 4th, this whole March 4th thing is coming. This is another phenomenon I've been talking about the past week on my show. In fact, on Thursday, my Thursday show, I read from this act of 1871, which, you know, I've been hearing about for years, but it's become very, very prominent because it's gotten incorporated into the Q narrative in the past month or so. It's gotten very prominent again that this act of 1871, which created a municipal government for the District of Columbia, that this somehow turned the United States into a corporation. You know, so it hasn't been a republic for, 150 years. It's a corporation. And, I don't think any of these people talking about ever read the act. I read the act. It's 11 pages. It's boring. It's just setting up a municipal government for the District of Columbia. There's nothing there. So I started reading it on my show, and I'm going to continue to read it on my show. And there's something I missed, people can call me up and point out where in that law it transforms the United States into a corporation. There's nothing there.
Wow, you know, I've never read it, and I've heard that for over a decade. So that's really interesting. I'm going to go back and listen to your archive on that. Let me ask you this while I got you. I wanted to know, what do you think about, and I've got a story right here, banks closing former President Trump's account, refusing to do business with him. And I am of the opinion that they're going to use this COVID-19 to try to force us to get vaccine certifications and make it the new normal. You can't go in the bank. You can't go in Walmart. They're going to get the medical staff. They're going to get the school teachers. And then they're going to slowly try to force everybody. And if they can force us to take vaccines against our will, they can practically force us to do most anything. What's your opinion of that, Patrick?
Yeah, I mean, it's the type of thing that would have seemed ridiculous a year ago, but it does seem to be happening. And it's very disturbing. It interferes with one of our most basic rights, which is just right to move about.
And when it's abortion, the abortion is, it's my body, the government stay out, you know?
Right. When a year ago when this happened, I could see that the whole lockdown thing was crazy, that it was going to, kill and cause much more misery than the virus ever could. But the business about making this kind of permanent and having vaccine certificates and the social distancing apps, boy, oh boy, this is really extreme. Now, lots of people have predicted this kind of thing. I don't remember anybody predicting this specifically. Sometimes you hear people say, so-and-so predicted it specifically, but you go back and listen to it and it's not that at all. But, you know, the thing is, there are plans, there are contingency plans, and when you get down to it, maybe it doesn't even matter so much exactly how much of this is planned and how much of it they're just going, flying by the seat of their pants and making up stuff ad hoc. The main thing is, this is being used for all of these nefarious purposes, whether the vaccine certificates and the contact tracing, whether that was planned in, 5 years ago or 5 months ago, isn't really the main thing. The main thing is that it's happening, and we've got to find a way to fight back against us, fight back against it. And obviously, if we all were fighting back at the same time, if we're all on the same page on this, we could win easily.
Yeah, they're using this for their globalist wet dream come true. Well, thank you so much. I got one other caller who's been on hold. I want to get to him.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, thank you, Patrick. Let's go to Michael in New York. We got about 4 minutes. They're yours, sir. Go ahead.
Good morning, Farron. Hope you're doing well, sir. Regarding the United States government as a corporation, yeah, that's all true. It's old news. I'm not the one saying that Trump is going to be inaugurated under the old republic, United States. I'm not buying into any of that. It is a fact. Our government, federal government, was incorporated a long time ago. That's how the IRS, Federal Reserve Bank, they all operate under that charter. But getting back to the primary topic of Chinese and Jewish influence. Now, yes, we know it's the Zionists causing all the problems on the planet, especially here in our country. But to deny that the Red Chinese are not a threat, might as well go back to sleep. When we fought the Nazis, were we yelling Zionists while we were shooting Nazis? The Zionists built up the Nazis, but we had to fight the Nazis. The Zionists built up the Bolsheviks. We had to fight the Bolsheviks. The Nazis built up Mao Zedong. We had to fight the Red Chinese in the Korean War. I guess these people have a short memory on that. We're never fighting the Zionists in the battlefield because that's not how they operate. They generate, create, promote, finance the enemy that we have to fight so they can undermine us with that approach. Now, if you recall years back when I sent out photos showing the Zionists building up a young Mao Zedong pile who graduated from Yale satellite over there in Shanghai. And in the photos, you got Israel Epstein standing with young Mao Zedong. You got Robert Lawrence Kuhn of the Kuhn Bank, KUHN, consulting to the CCP. You have more photos with Epstein along with other CCP chairmen. And then you have Frank Coe, Israel Epstein, Elsie Chomley, and Solomon Adler meeting with high-ranking Mao Zedong people. You got Sidney Rittenberg, who was also working with Mao Zedong, all Zionist spies posing as media. And then you have Sidney Shapiro with the CCP at a, on the Politburo in the government. Serving in the government. They actually threw a birthday party for the old Zionist fart when he got older. So anybody saying, you know, that the Zionists aren't really behind the Chinese, go back to sleep. And that's who they built up this time for us to fight, and this time they plan on us losing that war. That's why they built them up the way they did. The Zionists are cowards. They get somebody else. They build up an enemy to fight us. They won't fight us. And then when the dust settles, they'll reign supreme while all the people they hate are destroying themselves. Just like they got Christians fighting Christians in World War One and World War Two. They're that cunning. And yeah, they do own Hollywood a lot. If you watch a lot of big movies over the last so many years, I haven't seen one in quite a while, they all have Chinese intros with the producers and all that. Okay, so yeah, it's all true, and that's who our threat is at the physical level of warfare. That's who our threat is. There's nothing we can do about that now except to try to retain them, keep them in their place, don't let them expand any further, and at the same time keep exposing the Zionists. Hell yeah, they're the ones causing all these problems, but can't ignore the fact that that's the Chinese are the ones we're going to be fighting, and they're positioned to fight us. They plan on fighting us.
Okay, well, and so, I think too, Mike, I think Patrick's point was we hear that side about the Chinese, you know, Sean Hannity, but they never talk about Jewish power. Of course, if they did, they'd be thrown off the air. I'm sure Tucker Carlson would be short lived if he did talk about it. I kind of wish Patrick was available to maybe rebut some of that. I don't know. I've not studied this on China that much, but I've always thought that it was kind of. I'm not worried about Iran.
Did I ever send you the photos years back showing all the Zionists there running China? Okay, and of course they control their central bank as well. And so the bottom line is that they are in their own government. They're running the government there. The photo, I got photos showing that. And it's hard to believe when you present that, it's like, that's impossible, you know? Well, of course it's not impossible. They're running every government on the planet that we haven't, that we've taken over one way or the other. The only remaining ones appear to be Iran and Syria that we, that they don't have control over yet.
What about North Korea?
Well, they're a proxy of Red China. And so, the Zionists have to have some major influence there. Look how that country operates. That's a Zionist type of MO right there. You know, so, but apparently Iran right now and Syria, you know, are not under their, at least their banking control.
I got music, Michael. Thank you so much for the phone call and everyone that did call in. When they come for your gold, give them lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number.